Okay, so we're up to Vavin. And just words of Hakdama, just some introduction also. I was listening to Rav Moshe Weinberger, who's giving some chizuk at the beginning of this week, related to the matzah, related to the situation that we're in right now. And he actually spoke about this midah, about Zahiras, the midah that we're learning about together, about being vigilant, being thoughtful, and how he was saying how you have to think things through. You have to be smart. And when it comes to, let's say, even just forget spiritually for a second, like medically, a person is not just, like right now, more than any other time, potentially in our entire lives, you have to really think through your actions that you're doing. So literally, even though we're accustomed to shaking someone's hand, we're not doing that right now. And we're not shaking people's hands. And we have to be, I don't know, constantly, like, be careful of every action that we do. I took my son out today for a walk, and I saw a number of people, like, standing and talking on the sidewalk. So even though I was with the stroller, I decided to go into the street. There were no cars coming, as opposed to, like, walking by them and me not wanting to, like, have a conversation from 2 feet away with all these people, which is probably not the smartest thing to do. So I had to walk on the side, and, like, we have to constantly just be aware and be proactive in our thinking, as opposed to what we're seeing, like, the Nidos Rose is just doing and not thinking. And obviously, when it comes to people and the spreading of this virus, are cases like that, where people are just not thinking about their own general health, and but that by default it causes other people and the general health of the country at large. So continuing in the text, Vahavein, Kama nifla hamaymar hamiti hazeh, limishamamik lahavin bo. How deep are these ideas that a person has to delve into? Kihine chosha halayla shne mine ta'uyos efshalo shigrom le'in ha'adam. When it comes to the darkness of the night, he's saying there's two possible mistakes and two possible hindrances and faults that it could cause humans, that it could cause man. First one, yichasa es ha'ayin ad shelo yireh masha lefanav klal. The first one is that, and this is, let's say, the most classic thing, literally, scientifically, when you shut a light switch in your room, so I always forget if it's the rods or cones inside your eyes. You have rods and cones. And it takes a few seconds, a number of seconds, it could be minutes, for one of them to really work at full power. And therefore, right when you shut the light in a room, when it becomes pitch black, you could really see almost nothing. And that's when, after over a certain amount of time, like if you wake up in the middle of the night, you could actually see much better in your room. So the first type of obstruction in the night is tar vision, is when you literally don't see anything. So I think last night I was walking and I didn't, like, fall to the ground, but I tripped over something. I just didn't see it on the floor. It was dark. So that's the first thing. You don't see what's in front of you at all. And the other possibility, though, is that you confuse one thing for another. So his example is you see a pillar and you think it's a person. You see a person, you think it's a pillar. Right? There are times where our vision could really be so obscured and so, I guess, so out of focus sometimes where we miss-see certain things. He says, "Kein chamrius v'gashmius olam hazeh." And he says that's a mashal for the physicality of the world. Hinei hu choshech halayla ein asechel. It's like the darkness of the night to our mind, where we have both of these, and he's going to be going into both of these examples when it comes to the way we interact and the way we view the world. And it causes these two mistakes. Ha'achas, the first one. By the way, on a side note, for the screen that's in front, because I'm reading from my Sefer, if I have to move down, please let me know, okay? The first one is that, just like the mashal was, you don't see what's in front of you at all. So there are plenty of times where you don't see the spiritual pitfalls in front of you from whatever physical thing you might do. You just don't recognize that it could be bad for you. And people who are foolish people, as a result, they're going to just walk aimlessly and do these actions without being careful. And they're gonna fall, and they're gonna basically fall to this without at first even being scared. I mean, you're not even gonna know what hit you. It's only after the fact where they're gonna realize, wow, this is not the smartest decision, right? It's like right now, obviously, when it comes to the coronavirus, like I said, we could use a lot of examples for that. Shaking your hands is a more mild example, but going up to people just acting as if there's nothing wrong, touching everything, I'm sure for any of you, certainly anyone who follows sports, when it came to like Rudy Gobert, like literally making a joke out of it last week, I guess it was, and like touching the microphones and things like that, and clearly was not a very wise decision. V'humash Amar HaKasav, and this is what it says in Mishlei, Derech Resham Kafilo Lo Yadu B'mayi Kashilu. The wicked people, their path is like walking in darkness. They don't even realize that they're stumbling. The Omer, and it also says in Mishlei, Arum ra'a v'nistar. A clever person sees something bad and he hides. Ufsayim avru v'nei nashu. But people who are foolish, they just go about and do it, and they're going to end up getting punished for it. The Omer, and also, yet again in Mishlei, Uksil Misaber Uvoteach, and the fool just forges on, he just keeps moving forward, Uvoteach, and he has confidence. Right? Like, when you're confident and you're doing the wrong thing, it makes you look even more foolish. Ki Libam Bari Lahem Ke'ulam. And his heart is totally healthy, like he's walking to the Great Hall. Like he's just, no, like he acts like he knows where he's going, where he's going. He acts with confidence. V'noflim term yidu mea michshol klal. He's gonna already, like you said, he's gonna stumble. He's gonna mess up. Certainly, he's gonna mess up from the outset. So that was the first example, the first of the mashalim, where you don't even see the mistake. And the second one in the mashal was you see a person and it's really a pillar. You see a pillar and it's really a person. Just misrecognition of what's actually in front of you. And so he says, V'atot hashniya, v'hi kasha min harishona. And this is even more dangerous, he says. Hi shemata re'iyasam ad sherom harak iluhu mamash tov. V'atov ki iluhu ra. This is where you see something in the world and you want to pursue it. It doesn't have to be, by the way, something physical. Obviously, it could be something physical. But it could be, either way, it could be certain studies like, oh, this is a smart thing for me to do, for me to be involved in. Whatever it is, but you see something, you think this is good for your avodas Hashem, and really it's terrible. Or you see something and you think it's terrible for your avodas Hashem, and really it's a good thing. Right? Also, there are obviously going to be many modern examples, like certain there are a few places, but there are yeshivas that are, unless they're mandated by the government and are literally going to be shut down by the police, there are certain places, certain very right-wing communities, where they are still and trying, if not doing, like having yeshiva. And obviously, in their mind, and could be, I'm not saying that is necessarily, it's not, obviously, almost 98% of people would say that's not a smart thing. I'm not saying 100%, but certainly at face value, it does not seem like the smartest thing to do. And if you were to ask them, is it a wise thing to do? And they say, of course. What do you mean? We have to learn Torah. How can we not learn Torah? We have to go daven. How can we not go daven with a minyan? Right? So they make these arguments and say, this is good for my avodas Hashem, but really it could be, no, this is actually really bad. Spiritually, this is not a smart thing because obviously things related to our health are components of our spiritual well-being as well. So continuing, mitoch kach, and because of this, mitchazkim u'machazikim ma'aseim haraim, that not only are you going to partake in doing the wrong thing potentially, but you're like mechazik, like you're going to really go after it, right? Because if you see something and you think it's good for you, you're going to want to pursue it, but in the end, it might be bad for you. Because it's not enough that they're lacking the sight the true sight, the true vision to see the bad that's in front of them. Rather, you know what they're able to do? They're able to bring you proofs and to bring you evidence to say, what I'm doing is right. Right? So in that example, they'll say, look how bad Bittul Torah is. Look how amazing, look what Torah could do. And it's true, I'm not saying Torah can't do that, but you don't have to, you can learn on your own, you could figure it out. But right, a person could use bring a lot of proofs for themselves to say what you're doing is right. And then this like tremendous bed will be wrapped around you and could lead to bad things. Be'er Shachas is another phrase for Gehenna. I'm going to try to stick away from that analogy because obviously like learning Torah is a great thing, but I think you totally understand where I'm coming from. The two things when I was going over this to prepare, the two ideas that I thought of most are, one is, and I some of this, certainly this part comes more from speaking to high school kids, but this applies to many adults as well, people who think Hashem is evil, think Hashem hates them, Hashem is terrible. And I think right now more than ever, there are plenty of people who say, look what Hashem's causing us. And obviously it's true, it is from Hashem. You'll hear, I record my drasha every week in advance. Usually I'm able to give the drasha. This week it's just on Y Torah. It's on Y Torah now, but Moshe will send out a link probably tomorrow. But I speak about that in my drasha this week, about just recognizing, obviously, that this is coming from Hashem. But that doesn't mean that Hashem's evil. And there are people that they'll bring proofs. Look, Hashem did this, Hashem did that. Right? And that's their evidence. Another example, I think this is a better example, where this takes place, and this is not necessarily a good versus evil thing, but when it comes to politics, right? I don't plan on ever speaking politics from the pulpit. I happen to honestly not really care about politics too much. Obviously, like, I somewhat care, but overall, I really don't care too much. But when it comes to politics, if you have anyone who cares even a little bit, a Republican and a Democrat, right? Like, they can't even fathom the other person's point of view. And someone who's the Democrat will bring a million pieces of evidence to what he believes is right, whether you talk about abortion, climate change, whatever it may be, right? And they'll bring a million views as how, like, it's impossible. How could you not be a liberal on this view? And then the Republican, the conservative, will say, what do you mean? Are you crazy? Like, don't you realize what... Right? So that's an area where... Obviously, there is, in a certain sense, there is a certain objective. Sometimes you can have two truths, of course, and that's fine. But you understand the point of people bringing proofs and evidence for the opposing points. Continuing on the text, let me just see where we are here. Okay, so here we are. Let's move up a little bit for you guys. Humasha Amara Kasuv Hashmin Lev Ha'am Hazev Yaznav Hachbe Veinav Hashab Hen Vegomer. So this is Yishayahu speaking to Bnei Israel, and it basically says like their hearts are fattened, and they are like their ears are like stuck and their eyes are sealed, like they're not waking up to the reality. They are only believing what they want to believe. V'chol zeh bnei hayosam tachas achoshech u'gvusham hema tachas memshelas yitram. This is because they're living in darkness. And they're ruled over, Memshala is to be ruled over by their Yetahara, right? So their Yetar is telling them what they should do. And sometimes when we have a strong Yetahara for something, we try to rationalize it. And you can make a lot of arguments and try to be for things to be justifiable. Achosam shekvar yatsu min hamasar hazeh. However, you're able to... If a person's able to get out of these shackles, to get out of this, himrom ha'emet lamito v'cholim liyayit shar b'nei adam alav, then you're able to see the truth, to see the light, to know this is objectively good, this is objectively bad, right? It's not confusing. It's not thinking, seeing good and thinking it's bad, seeing bad and thinking it's good. You're able to get out of that, and you're able to realize what's true. And then he says v'cholim liyayit shar b'nei adam alav. You're able to warn other people, to help them, to guide people. Hal de mazadome. So what's this similar to? Legan hamevucha. This is to like a garden maze. It could be also been to maybe a corn maze. I assume all of you know what I'm talking about, but I'll just describe for a second where you have like fancy gardens. He actually is going to describe, and he says like these are what noble people have. But fancy gardens where you grow the bushes very high and you make a maze and a path out of the bushes so that you could have to get towards the middle. And so he says, the gan hamevucha, hu hagan hanatua letzchok. This is a gan, this is a garden that's planted specifically for people's entertainment. Heyadua itel hasarim, this is amongst the nobility. Shanatios asios ksalim, where there are a lot of different walls that are made out of the bushes. Uveinehem shvilim rabim nevochim umoravim. And there are paths that are confusing and interwoven amongst them. Kulam domim zelaze, and they all resemble the other. It's very, very, very difficult. And the goal and the purpose of the game is to get towards the middle path. The amnam, however, hashvilim ha'ele mehem yeshar magim be'emes el achsadra mehem maskim es adam marchikim osomimena. But it becomes very hard, and the whole point is that it wouldn't be a fun game if it wasn't difficult. And it basically tries to confuse you. You think you're going down the right path, and you realize, oh, this is a dead end. I have to get back to where I have to go. I have to go back to the previous point that I know at least was a decently right, correct decision. And he says, and here's his point, the amnam, haholech ben hashvilim hu lo yichal lerot v'ladat klal im hu bashvil hamiti o bakozi. And he says, when you're walking in this corn maze, in this garden maze, you don't even know if you're going in the right direction or not. Kikulam shavim, because they all look the same. Ein hefresh b'neim le'ein haro'osam, and there's no differentiation between someone unless you've seen it before, unless you know the place. Im lo shi'eda aderach b'vikios utvias ayin shekvar nichnas bam yigil al tachle shu'al sadra. Unless you've gone and passed and gone to the middle and completed the maze, you don't know if you're going in the right direction or not. V'hinei, and therefore, Ha'omei kfar al ha'chsadra hu ro'a kol ha'drachan lefanov u'mavchim bein ha'metiyam v'ha'kosdem. Therefore, what they do, and I've been to a corn maze with Camp Moshava, and what they do, there are people who sometimes they're standing on top, there's these booths on top, and they're standing there to be able to help people so that people don't get lost, be able to get stuck in there. V'hu yuchal lahazhir et ha'holchim bam lomar, and they're able to warn the people and to say, Zeh haderech lechuvo, this is the right path, go for it. V'hine mishu yirta lahamin lo, yagil makom hamyoad. And if you listen to them, if you're smart and listen to them, you're going to get to the destination. U'misha lo yirta lahamin v'yirta lalechad acharinat. But if someone says, no, I don't want to follow them, let me try, I'm going to get it myself, I don't want to follow them. V'adai shishar ove v'lo yigil elav. It's not going to work out very well for you. Obviously, on a side note, when it comes to the actual game, you don't want to ask them, how do I get to the middle? You want to like actually try to figure it out on your own. But then there's a point where you're so lost and time is of the essence, and you want to just like ask them for help. So at the point where you're asking for help, you probably want to listen to them. Kein hadavar hazeh says, so too is this thing. Let me see where we are. I don't want to... Sorry, I apologize. I've been pretty good about keeping on top of where you guys are. Kein hadavar hazeh, so too is this thing. Misha dayin lo mashal biyitro, someone who didn't overcome his yitahara, someone who succumbs to it, hu betoch hashvilim, that's like a person walking through this corn maze, lo yuchal lahavchem b'nehem, he can't differentiate. Once, until you really overcame things, it's hard to really navigate what's right and what's not correct. But the people who have conquered the Yitahara, who have got to the middle, these people, they see the path and they know, they have a clarity on it. They know if you go down that path, it's going to lead you to a dead end. If you go on that path and make a left and then a right, that's going to be good for you. He says, "Heim yacholim liyaitz amishi yir talishmoa." They're willing to help you out. Anyone who's willing to listen, v'alem tzrichim anu lahamin. And those people, those are the people you shall listen to. There's a footnote here, or quotes right, Avram Deitorsky, who says that the metaphor, this metaphor is based on the premise that there's an ultimate goal in life. I mean, the fact that the specific mashal that he gives about a corn maze and the fact that you have to get to the middle, that means there is an objective. There is a middle. There is a place where you have to get to in life. And the worst thing is someone who doesn't have a goal, has no goals, no objectives, then obviously it's much more difficult to help someone. But if a person does have a goal, they want to do the right thing, they want to be a good person, they want to be a good Jew, then that's where that's obviously where this person is able to come and help, where this person could lend a hand and could be there for you, to help support you, to guide you to where you have to go. V'amnam, however, ma'hi ha'etza shehem nosnim lanyo. What's the advice that they're going to give you? Bo cheshbon, meaning within this concept of trying to figure out your path on life. If you remember back, I believe it was last week, if not 2 weeks ago, actually we didn't meet last week, so either 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, we were talking about, imagine a person who's blind, who's walking, like, on the side of a cliff, like, closing his eyes, like, it's crazy. Like, of course, you could fall at any moment. So here, what would they tell you? Bo cheshbon, like do a bo nechashev cheshbon shalom. Do a cheshbon anefesh. Be introspective. Think about what you're doing in life. Ki kvar heim nisu v'ro v'yodu shezel levado hu ader chamit lagei adam elatova asher hu mevakesh v'lo zulatze. Because then, if you're doing this, and you're thinking about what you're thinking about life, you're thinking about carefully about the steps that you should take, then you're going to make correct decisions if you really think about it first. And certainly, of course, like we're saying now, where sometimes it's so hard to make the decisions on your own, because sometimes there's a lot of gray areas in life, right? Like sometimes there's black, there's things that are of course bad, there's white, there's things that are of course good. And then there's the gray area. And sometimes we think maybe the gray area is small, that most things are pretty clear, most things are either bad or good. But there's a lot of gray area. And there's a lot of things that we are unsure about. And it's always important to ask advice from people who have certainly been there, and people who have accomplished in those areas or in general. Klal shel davar, a lot of times at the end of the chapter, so he'll sum up. Klal shel davar, the general rule. Tzarcha Adam liyos misbonim besichlo tamid b'chol zman u'bizman kavua lo besbodito. That a person needs to be introspective and to constantly think. B'chol zman is man. Every time u'bizman kavua, and it has a set time besbodito to, like hisbodidos, to think about yourself, to think about your actions. Mahu ader chamiti lefi chok hatar she'adam tzarch lelechba. What is the true path that the Torah requires man to go? The achar kach, and after that, yavol isbonin al masav imhim al haderach hazeh imlo. So first you think about what is the path that I should be on, what does the Torah want from me? And then are the actions I'm doing, are those in line with this path that I should be on? Ki ali dezeh vadai shielo nakel li tahar mikol ra li yasher kol drachav. He says, if you do this, you're really going to be able to have tremendous success, and you're going to be able to overcome all these difficult things, and you're going to have so much more clarity in your life. I see someone raise their hand. Let me just go for it. Talk. Yes, please.
Quick question. So just in terms of this analogy, the corn maze and somebody having like a bird's eye view to direct you.
Yeah.
So if we take the analogy a step further, and let's say in our current situation where you have, you know, bigger abundance on both sides, then whether you should or should not go to shul, what do you do when you have two people guiding you different ways down the corn maze?
It's a very good question. Very good. I guess what it comes down to, just like when it comes to halacha also, so, like, obviously right now you're asking it's like a hashkafic, but really a halachic question. But when it comes to general halacha, if you have a Hilchos Shabbos question, there could be different poskim who are also big gedolei Yisrael, who have different opinions on it. Like, when it comes to let's say, a question of a doctor. A doctor, could he, after he goes for a call, could he drive home on Shabbos? So, according to between Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Moshe Feinstein, there is, one will say it's mutar, the other will say it's an iser deraisa, that if there was witnesses and hasra, then you deserve misa in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, right? So like, whether, and those are great gedolei Yisrael. So I think what it comes down to is having a Rebbe. There are plenty of times where it doesn't necessarily a person doesn't need necessarily one Rebbe. Like, if a person picks two Rebbeim and those Rebbeim differ on that view, then yeah, you're pretty much stuck. But overall, to have a Rebbe, to have someone you could listen to. I guess that's the best thing I could think of, because it's a very good question. It's a very good point. Other people want to talk, so feel free to chime in. I think Akiva, you raise your hand. Yes, no? Anyone? Bueller? You guys hear me?
I was just playing around with the buttons.
Oh, okay. It was not a raised hand, you're saying?
Yeah, no, excuse my... Okay. Get myself familiar with Zoom.
No problem, forgiven. Ami, does that make sense somewhat? Like, it's a better question than answer.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good answer, and it's obviously these things are hard, especially when they're, you know, there's not just one respect or pain out there, but yeah, it's just about finding somebody that talks to you, and
it's very, very good point. Continuing on, just finishing the perek. V'achar kach, I think we're up to, v'achar kach, of course, I realize we had just read that sentence as I was halfway through it. As the pasuk says in Mishlei, that to weigh the course of your feet, of the steps you take, and that the path you take should be proper, right? To think about every, just like when it comes to speech, you want to think about what you're going to say before you speak. It's very, very important. The Omer, Nach Pesodra Chinim Nach Korov Nashuva Ad Hashem. There's a pasuk in line with Tshuva, right? Nashuva Ad Hashem, to do a return to the Tshuva, cut close to Hashem. So Nach Pesodra Chinim, to search oneself and one's path that they're going on, Vinach Korov, and to examine it well, Vinashuva Ad Hashem, and then to return to Hashem. And the importance of real serious contemplation before one does the action. The whole key is beforehand and not while you're doing the action, and certainly not after you're already doing action. And like I said, the things that we're living through right now are the greatest mashal for this midah. And the way I think I summed up at points in the past, that the way the Sefer works is sometimes it'll give an overview of the midah, and then that was the previous chapter, that was the second chapter. Then this chapter gives the different pratim and the details about the midah. And the next chapter, which we're going to start next week, Be'ez Hashem, is titled, you don't have a title in front of you, but the title here is B'derach Kenias HaZehiros, the ways to acquire it. So it's after learning what it is, now how do you go about acquiring it? Be'ez Hashem, thank you guys so much for joining. It's really, really, really nice you guys are able to make time for this. Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue next week, okay? Obviously, before you leave, obviously I'm not gonna be seeing you in Shul. I've been reaching out to some people, but obviously if you ever have any questions or if you hear of other people that have questions, I happen to not have, I don't know, like everyone's phone number, but I reached out to a number of people, and if you know of people that have questions or people that have circumstances, it doesn't have to be a halachic thing. They should definitely feel free to reach out to me if they need, okay? Okay. Shkoyach, Chavra. I'm going to end this meeting now. I'm going to end the shiur, but thank you so much for joining. It's really, really great.
Thank you.
Have a good night, guys. No problem.